think I heard of that. Call the radio.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison, and by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The first 2 days of this week may be the hottest days we've seen this summer on the heat index. There's still a risk of a isolated storm for the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature down to about 78. Then for tomorrow, intense heat. High temperature in the upper 90s. Heat index maybe 110, maybe a little higher. The rain chances not great tomorrow, but there'll be some scattered storms around. Then the rain chances really pick up on Wednesday and Thursday as showers and thunderstorms become scattered to numerous. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again. On this Listen.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Because
I only had a $5 and a $1 on me. And this is the $1 right here. So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is a big broadcast. And did you know that your Echo, your Alexa, it's all made by Chinese teenage labor. Those liberal bastards. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm just going to wait until a little bit later to have the meltdown.
And here they are.
It's Greg and Young Joey. Please clap. Which is not to infer that I'm old. Well, this must be.
Well, I am certainly Young Joey. I'm not. I'm getting older myself. I mean, I started out this gig, Greg, at like the age of 22.
You were a pup.
Now I wake up in the morning and my body hurts. That's more from
you're
the
like George Bailey from A Wonderful Life. You were born old.
Yeah, no, I do feel that way.
And wise. This must be good news from Eddie Bader.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Rent of the house.
Nice.
How about that? It's not even the middle of August yet. It's pretty good.
That's awesome. Eddie Bader's the man.
He is the man. Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. Thank you, Eddie. I don't know where to start today. By the way, Rich Thomas is going to call us around 3:15.
Well, something going on with the weather?
Well, the reason I played the Alexa bit is that we started talking to each other. He says he'll call. I just told Alexa to remind me. I said, thanks. She said, Satchel Paige is dead. And I said, I don't know about that. This is what happens when you get into synergy with people.
That's become one of my go-to responses when I don't really know what to say to somebody.
I don't know about that.
Like, Joey, what do you think of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict? I don't know about that.
I have a ready answer for questions like that. I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. Talk to Mr. College over here. We have a song to welcome Brandt. Not a good day in the markets. In fact, you know, Drudge Report has become Fudge Report. If you want to get depressed and go see what he has to say, it's always bad news. Struggling farmers, Trump ruining our markets. Scaramucci.
The mooch.
Mooch bag would be apt.
That was the greatest week.
Trump is in meltdown mode. I couldn't keep quiet any longer. He will turn on everyone. He's giving people license to hate? Really? Is that what he's doing? I didn't know you had to have a license to hate. Seems to me that the hate, the irrational, out-of-your-mind kind of hate, is being directed towards the president from the left.
So a license to kill means you're a 00? Like a 007?
I suppose.
Or a 006? Would a license to hate be like a 887?
Ah, see what you did there.
Yeah, I reeled that one in there.
Has there ever been a more predictable suicide than the one that took place over the weekend?
My only response to it was, really?
Yeah, I'm so surprised.
Come on.
All around America, people went,
I'm shocked, shocked.
And yet, even though, remember that Hillary picture? It was a meme. Picture of Hillary. And one where she's not that, frankly, not that god-awful looking. And it said, Bill and I want to express our deep regret over the upcoming suicide of Jeffrey Epstein. I put that up, and it, you know, goes on a little bit after that. I put that up on Facebook 3 weeks ago. And when this news broke on Saturday, I reposted it saying, I believe this has been predicted. And under suicide watch, they still got him. We're hearing all kinds of excuses. Now, I wouldn't get too overconfident that Barr says he's going to investigate. In fact, let's see, where is this story on Drudge? It's not in the top. It's not in the headline. I watched it become a hashtag Clinton body count versus Trump body count. I guess the little liberal circle jerk had to come up with something, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, because that trended very quickly.
This is my favorite, by the way, meme. I've been seeing people from the left and the right show. This is Joe Rogan sharing it.
I put that up.
Yeah, everybody's been putting that up.
Last known visitor.
With her in the mustache.
It's Hillary, but she looks like Joe Dirt.
It's so good.
See if that's the king of local weather. It is?
Well, hi, Rich.
It is Rich Thomas.
He's very eager. He's watched me pick up the phone. I know you want to speak to me, but he wants to talk to you immediately.
Joey has nothing of value for you, Rich.
Whoa.
I'm the guy that gave you this. I got busted doing it, too. He got two fried eggs this morning, and everybody else got one.
Oh, God. We did get busted.
We did.
Well, you deserve it, Rich.
You know, I only put the picture on TV. It was stealth.
Yeah. Nobody would have caught it until I reposted it, right?
But Jay, he's a sharp one.
I'll tell you, this also tells me what people are really interested in today. It's not politics or Jeffrey Epstein or any of that crap. They want to know about what Rich Thomas had for breakfast. Let's see.
Exactly.
19 we'll comments the, on that.
We'll keep our little secret about the bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches to ourselves, okay?
Don't, that you get four pieces and they only get three.
There, it's out.
So
it's out now.
I'm at home this afternoon, about 2:15, whatever, and my phone makes that sound that something is coming in of an urgent nature, and it's your app saying there's a heat warning in effect. Now, Roz reacted calmly.
So we've been, for the last few days, under a heat advisory.
Yeah.
And now we're under a rare excessive heat warning. The definition of a excessive heat warning is different in Montgomery, Alabama, than it is in, let's say, Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I mean, in other words, these seasonal warnings are tailored for the part of the country. It's very, very tough. It's difficult to get to an excessive heat warning. So how rare? When do you think the last time we were under one? Like once a summer? What do you think?
2007?
Well, actually, 2012,
okay.
The last week of June, we were under an excessive heat warning. But it's very tough to get one, in this part of the country. So here's the deal. Now from Otauga and Elmore County south to Pike County, we're under one for today, the rest of this afternoon, a rare excessive heat warning. But for a much larger area covering much of northern and central Alabama tomorrow, which should be the peak heat day, were under this warning. And I think the heat indices, which, by the way, have already made it to 113 in Montgomery today. That is the that's the hottest level of the summer on the heat index. I think tomorrow, conservatively, we're 111 to 114. Today's high temperature has already been to 98. We don't know the official high yet. That comes out.
My car thermometer, which is connected to the government, said 100.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've got a heat index of 113 here in East Montgomery, and it says my maximum heat index on at my house has been 117. So
Whoa. This
is crazy kind of heat.
Yeah.
Daily, my loving dog keeps looking at me like, why aren't we going out today? But you don't understand. Your daddy's trying to be good to you, Bailey.
Can hear her in the background there.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. It's. I mean, I'm trying to be nice to Bailey by not taking her out in the heat. But hopefully everybody has their dogs and their pets in shade and with plenty of water.
Yes, yeah, that's an important reminder. I've seen that. We actually saw a dog on a hot day. It may have been back in that 2012 heat wave because we were walking the neighborhood.
Right.
And we actually lowered a bowl into somebody's yard because the dog was out and there was no protection for that dog whatsoever.
I can't imagine dogs and any pets, you know, enduring this kind of heat.
We called humane.
Yeah.
I don't know what became of it, but yeah, you don't want that to happen. But
so, hot today, hot tomorrow, and then showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday as a front moves through. The front apparently makes it down to the coast, and that may lower the humidity a little bit as we get towards Friday and Saturday. I think temperatures may still be in the low 90s, but we may get a noticeable change by the end of the week.
Yeah, that's kind of cool that this thing is coming down the state to at least break this wretched excessive heat. And I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy afternoon to call and talk to
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. No problem. And we hope everybody is taking precautions. What can you say? It's been so hot. Take more precautions. I mean, drink a lot of water. Sure. We don't see an excessive heat warning every day. In fact, it's been more than 7 years.
All right. By the way, the Yankees beat the Orioles today 8-5 in the first game of a twice-night doubleheader.
This guy who used to be just a Cubs fan, who in the last 2 years has become a Yankees fan, thank you for the update.
I only did that during the World Series.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
It was an unrecorded
Have a good one.
Yeah, talk about
later.
Fair weather.
So there you go. Now you know that we're...
Yeah, and you were all pissed off about the trade deadline, and they go on this rip-roaring tear.
I'm still disappointed.
Oh, well, you know, you're going to have to get over it.
Let's go car shopping.
Yeah, that'll help.
And by the way, some point this afternoon, Roz and I did the cavalcade of sponsors over on Saturday. It was a great day. Because so many of them are friends, you know? And so we were all over the place. But I am tasked specifically with recommending the category of vehicles available under $10,000 at Jack Ingram. And I'm going to repeat what I've said many times. Everything in this category, as low as $69.90 for a 2007 Toyota Avalon XL. That's a luxury sedan with really low mileage. Really low mileage. And it's black. Beautiful car. Everything in this category is a vehicle that's earned its way in through three criteria. One, a good vehicle history and a beautiful body. Two, a clean and pristine interior. And three, an engine that's been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics, because David Ingram does not want to sell somebody else's troubles to you. So you can shop with confidence. There's a 2008 Buick Enclave. But it's, man, you got to take a look at that if you're looking for a car that is aged incredibly well. My goodness. Let's see. We got a 2015 Kia Forte LX and some Nissans, a Jetta. I mean, really, in this category, there's something for everybody. So shop with confidence. Heat Tip Tames and that great team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or browse online by category, by make, by price range at jackingram.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. We're going to get it. Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you got
to
be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Well, the summer sucks because my kids are hot. And every day is a constant battle. Soon they're going away. Yeah, yeah, cause the bus will come and take them to the teachers. My schedule will be freer. And the kids are such a pain. Oh yeah, but real soon my kids go back to school.
Test.
Joey.
Who did that song, the original?
Paul and Oates.
Okay. I'm just...
That was easy. You got anything tough?
Well, we could play... pick a letter between A and Z.
P.
P. All right, let's see if I can find something here. All right. Who did this one?
Well, all I want is hard and dark.
This is the parody.
No,
no, this is a
real song. They used to make music like this when Rick Peters was in it.
I have no clue. It has the same chord structure, I believe, as All Shook Up. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm surprised there wasn't a lawsuit over that. That was Party Doll by Buddy Knox.
Yeah,
come on, Joey. You should know that.
I don't know that one.
Everybody listening knows that.
No, you threw a tough one at me. It was well done.
All right, how about this one? This should be easy. All right, who did that?
I have no clue.
Claudine Clark. Everybody
knows Claudine.
Claudine Clark. All right, you got one more chance.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody.
Oh, I know this song.
She'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch. Boys,
I know that song. I don't know who did it. I don't know that version.
Coasters.
Okay. Well, great. You stumped me for music 60 years ago.
Is it that far back?
Yeah.
No, those are all blue. Every single one of those songs is before my time.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't that fun?
That was a blast, yeah. It was great.
Anything to break the heat. So here's what else we've put on social media today. Relative to Mr. Epstein, the same government that can't keep a key witness alive during a suicide watch promises to keep you safe with more gun control. Right. I shared this in the most tasteful way, but there was a time, you all know my history, and if you're a new listener, yes, I'm a recovering alcoholic. Mm. And sometime in the 90s, I was in such bad shape, not non-responsive, but just obliterated. And I don't remember saying anything self-destructive because I was that loaded. But that was Johnny Knox, Emily. And we've moved past those records that Joey doesn't know.
We've got a 20-second delay.
This is a very serious topic, too. So she called the police or whatever, and they send somebody out and said, yeah, we better take him in. And because I had made that comment, I was placed under a 72-hour suicide watch. And all I know, it was a miserable experience. Because they don't put you in a regular room. They put you in a place that has no door knob on the inside. And basically, not much to wear. And there's a window. And there was always somebody looking in.
Do you have to deal with any other people being held?
No. No, I got a private suite.
Sounds like a good plan if I'm ever in jail.
Now, Barr says he's going to look into this, but you know what? Our buddy David Blackman, who I think got kicked off Twitter, we'll talk to him tomorrow, but his blog today says, I'm starting to see Jeff Sessions in the way Barr is running this department. Because he's been there, what, about 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
What's happened? The only thing that's come out on the whole Spygate, the whole coup d'etat, are the 302s from Bruce Orr. So when he says he's appalled and going to look into this and conduct a full investigation, why should we believe the outcome's going to be any different from any of the other things that you and I all know to be fact, but they're just kind of like getting around to this? Why is this taking so long? So, no, as somebody who has been in one of those places, and I'm sure they're different location to location, but generally when you're in that condition or under a suicide watch, they don't let you out of your sight. Out of their sight. They just don't. So now we're hearing about overtime shifts and exhausted guards.
Mm-hmm.
Who do they think they're kidding? They think we're all stupid.
No, I think he was given a choice. Like
Omerta.
Yeah.
Like the mafia does. There's people that he cares about,
yes.
And he was told, well, you can do this.
I don't think he was so depressed that the walls are closing. No, I think he was, yeah, what you're just laying out there. Omerta?
That's the code of Omerta, yes. Yeah. When the mob says you can find your own way out of this, or then we have to take a look at your family and loved ones. I don't know if Epstein had loved ones, but that's a possibility. But you still got to have the means to do it, and I don't know that you can do that, that they give you whatever you need. It's not like you're allowed to plug in a radio or something and use the cord. There's nothing in the ceiling to attach it to. Seriously, you can't even drown yourself in the toilet. Not that I tried. Rusty.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Yeah. How are you?
Look, I have two questions. What was the first Barney song you ever played? And why does Joy get so hot under the collar when you mention Barney?
Because Joey's a Barney-phobe.
You know the real truth? If you really want the truth, Rusty, I'll tell you.
I would like to know.
It's because when I was a child, I really did enjoy Barney. So to see this boomer sitting across from me playing these comedy. This boomer. I could say worse, Greg. This boomer sitting across from me perverting my childhood. It taught me, you know, how to mix different paint colors, go with new ones,
calling
all this stuff, and
someone
loving
someone with my pedigree a boomer with such disdain.
Is it like, inaccurate?
It's like calling a woman a broad. You don't do that.
But that's why, Rusty. He's perverting my childhood.
I don't,
okay, I'll let you two work that one out.
I don't think you need any help from me to pervert your childhood, Joey, or based on what I've known.
No, I've perverted my adulthood just fine, but not my childhood.
That's when you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a good boy until you get out on your own, then you start with the perversion.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Joey never appreciated Barney?
No, he did.
I loved Barney, and now to hear Barney used as some cheap parody bit is really, you know, grinds my gears.
By the way, did you want to hear a Barney this afternoon?
I don't think Joey's going to go for that.
Well, I don't make
Joey's
all the
not
decisions
the audience.
Here.
Joey's not the audience. I mean, does a waitress say, I can't serve you hash?
Then, play the first Barney song.
A waitress does not sell you. Come up and say, I can't serve you hash. Not hash. Corned beef hash. Because I hate it. So that you understand
this
the
hash
metaphor.
Took too long to make.
Oh my God!
I can't sell you that.
Well, you know what? Now here's one on the first day at school.
Yeah.
And a lot of families are going through that right now. Don't you think it would be nice to show that?
It's up to you, Greg.
I'll give it some thought. Thanks, Rusty. You brought me and Joey a lot closer together with this call. Here's Fred.
Yeah, this is my double secret code name that I call in when we're talking about sensitive stuff.
Okay,
but, so anyway, I got arrested one time, and I wasn't on suicide watch, but because of what I got arrested for, I think that they might have been concerned that I might have been not in my right mind. So, all they let me keep was my socks and my underwear, no blankets, and I had like one of those little one-inch thick pads that you put on this cold slab.
Right.
And that was it. You know what I mean? Like, and I wasn't like dangerous or anything, but I think they were just being precautious. I would have had a hard time doing anything there with that. You know, with those three articles of clothing. I froze my butt off.
Yeah.
This guy had tried to kill himself, 36 hours before or something like that? And they found evidence around his neck.
So you think they'd watch him a little more closely, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Since he tried the one time and failed?
No, but they hired guards from the movies to watch over him. So, of course, they fell asleep right at the great moment for the thing to go down.
I just wonder if somebody, like, what would you do if you got that call? Like, hey, this is somebody that can make your whole world, your whole life go to you know what if you don't do this one little thing for us. I mean, I don't know if I wouldn't do it, you know?
Have you ever heard me tell that the lame-ass story about my first radio station in Florida?
I don't think so.
Well, it was a horrible place, and I came from Chicago, which was big market, big time, and I'm working in this dump.
Right.
And for very little money, and I was very depressed. But, so I began drinking heavily.
Yeah.
And the second time I missed a complete morning show because I was passed out on the floor with the carpeting embedded in my cheek.
That's happened,
the general manager, you got to come in here. And he fired me. And I said, if you fire me, I'll go home and jump in the bathtub with my hair dryer. And he said, well, that would be a waste of a hair dryer. Sometimes they don't take you seriously when you actually threaten.
He's like, it's not a good hair dryer. It's one of those $5 Dollar General ones, right?
You know, his name was Bob Bell. He wore cheap pinstripe. He looked like a mafia reject with bad teeth. He really did. He was not a very good-looking guy.
No, Fred, I have to ask, was there a tiny dog in the background hanging out with
Man,
you?
Man, there was, and I walked around the front. It's a Chihuahua / Russell Terrier. Cool-looking, hefty, Chihuahua-looking mutt.
Wow, it's a muscled-up Chihuahua, huh?
Yeah, it was a pretty good-looking dog.
It was making very... It was noises that could only be described in one word.
Adorable.
Yeah.
more like ongoing aggravating all day. I've been having to listen to this guy while I'm working, but...
It's all right. Well, guys, I enjoyed the little talk here. You guys have a good one.
Us too. All right, so today, this afternoon, let's start a pool. Who's the next to commit arcanside? Now that Jeffrey Epstein has conveniently left the building, so to speak, who is going to be the next person to be conveniently dead for the Clintons? Look, you can believe that that they do this to people who threaten their gravy train, or you can believe that when it comes to suicide, the Clintons are carriers because a lot of people seem to catch it from them. I can't imagine anybody that's known or been in contact with more people that off themselves than Bill and Hillary. So who's next?
What if they went out together?
Bill and Hillary?
Yeah.
Went out?
Yeah.
As in died?
Yeah, like drank the Kool-Aid together.
Oh. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, me either. I think they love themselves too much.
We're still doing the show in 10 years, and she finally makes it into the White House. I don't know. Well, that's an important message I have to take.
Okay, go ahead.
Before I do it, I got a message from my friend Beth today, who said, "Do you know a good plumber?" And I said, "I know the best plumbers. Clark's 277-2125. Oftentimes, when you need a plumber, it's because something abrupt happened, like a water tank ruptures. And they have yet to invent the tank that ruptures in a convenient way. In other words, it just spills the water out into where, and it goes wherever it's going to go. It's a mess. Whatever the plumbing need is, though, Clark's has the most talented people. Give you a quick example. Being a Clark's Club member, filling the bathtub, turned the faucet on, and the handle started to spin. It was completely loose. The water is flowing. I opened up, you know, smart enough to pull the drain up, but I didn't want a $500 water bill, so I called Clark's. And within half an hour, somebody was there, shut the water off at the curb, came in. And I went back to see, well, what's this going to cost, you know, for a new fixture? And it was working. So how come I don't have to buy a new? Because I rebuilt it. That's talent. That is talent. And that was a very, very cost-effective solution for me. So you appreciate that when you have that level of talent dealing with the plumbing situation. Of course, they're going to be very busy with AC issues, with heat indexes at 110 or higher. I feel sorry for anybody that has to deal with that. But when you have Clark's on your team, the amount of time you're going to wait for cool air is going to be much shorter. So call them at 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and talented people, nice people too, call Clark's. Or visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Look at the roads. News and weather next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of accidents that are slowing traffic down this afternoon. We have one on I-85 North at South Court Street. That's right after you get onto I-85 North off of the interchange, so be careful there. We also see an accident in the 2100 block of McGee Road. That's an accident with injury. It is in a school zone right next to Bear School at McGee and Woodley, so be careful there. And we have an accident on I-85 southbound just past the Taylor Road exit, so be careful there. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then great eating at Poblano's, King Buffet, and Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Auburn University has named Andy Burcham as Rod Bramblett's replacement as the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Burcham is not a new name to the Plains. He spent the last 31 years involved with Auburn Athletics Broadcasting. Burcham is now the voice of Auburn football, men's basketball, and baseball starting this fall. Plus, police in Selma say a security guard fatally shot a woman early Sunday. That woman was shooting at another woman outside of a bar, and reports say the 39-year-old woman with a gun had shot another woman in the arm earlier Sunday when the guard intervened, shooting her in the hip and torso. The security guard was detained and later released. The investigation is ongoing. And Eastdale Mall undergoing renovations. Four air conditioning units are being replaced on the roof of the mall. And General Manager Richard Holman says the project is a $250,000 capital investment. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The first 2 days of this week may be the hottest days we've seen this summer on the heat index. There's still a risk of a isolated storm for the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature down to about 78. Then for tomorrow, intense heat. High temperature in the upper 90s. Heat index maybe 110, maybe a little higher. The rain chances not great tomorrow, but there'll be some scattered storms around. Then the rain chances really pick up on Wednesday and Thursday as showers and thunderstorms become scattered to numerous. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the first day of school.
Going.
School year starts, it's your first day, but when you leave, you start to shake, 'cause you won't see your mom all day. Separation anxiety. You'll feel better after you meet your best friend in the world, who will never punch you in the nose as long as you give him your lunch money. Barney loves you.
That wasn't so bad. That was only 37 seconds long. Oh, so you're going to be petulant anyway.
No, I just, I've trained myself to black out whenever Barney bits come on. That way I don't, you know, drop some language that'll get me fired and us fined.
We should have, and this is on me, not you, we should have had a pool on Epstein after the first attempt. We should have done that.
Yeah.
The most predictable event of 2019, it still happens. A high pro. Now, we're not talking about a schmendrick like me that, you know, drank too much and just gets tossed into the cooler for 3 days.
No.
And I'm only telling you this because I'm the only one on the station, I think, that's had that experience where you're under that watch. And they're in your face continuously, especially when they know you're awake. You know, they're always looking in. So I just, a high profile guy who's got God knows how many counts in this whole, this whole parade of perversion, and this is about powerful people. And I'm not saying it's a Democrat thing. I saw a partial list of victims, and there were some Democrats on there. I think former governor of Mexico and somebody else, but
Prince Andrew of England.
Well, what did Prince Andy, by the way, have to say?
He denies it.
I saw Dershowitz was on that list, and he's already...
And there's a whole list of scientists, apparently. Now, a lot of these scientists say, like, Epstein would throw these big soirees at his house or wherever in the country, and he would invite a bunch of scientists, because he had some really weird views on what he wanted to do. But they're very pseudoscientific, so a lot of the scientists were like, okay, this is odd, and some kind of liked being in high society or whatever. But like, one of his ideas, and this shows that actually in the human genome, in our DNA, like, for instance, Genghis Khan children, so many kids, like, he had so many children that he has affected the human genome. And that's what Epstein apparently wanted to do. He wanted to seed the human race.
That's disgusting.
Yes. And that's what one of the scientists in the New York Times piece I read from said. He was like, when I heard his ideas, I'm like, no thanks, jeez, man. Yeah,
let's
crazy
see what
guy.
Karen has to say.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
You know about Epstein. You know, there's a lot of talk. I know it's a theory, but people think he's not dead. And I'm just curious because there have been too many excuses for why, you know, the camera was off and the guards were tired.
Yeah, that's another thing. The cameras, you're monitored by those too.
Just too many excuses that make it seem like, you know, it's okay. But I did see something on Twitter, and it was anonymous, and it was from Q, or it wasn't Q, but it was anonymous. And somebody said that, don't dox me on this.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
That's been making the rounds.
You know, somebody came in a green military uniform, and I don't know. I'm just wondering if he is still alive because, you know, he had too many. They had to protect him. He had too many things going on. We know what the Clintons do. I think they're up to what, 60 people or something associated. Nobody has that many people that commit suicide that they know. Nobody.
That's just what I said. That's why I called them carriers. They're suicide carriers. Yeah. People that get too close to them or get to know too much suddenly die at their own hand, and it's a phenomenon. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it that's comparable in history.
No, it's just very odd, and a lot of people don't know about those two boys either out in Arkansas that were thrown on the tracks, and they think that they saw a drug deal going on with the plane coming in with the drugs out there that Bill was involved with years ago. And but they put them on the tracks to look as if the train hit them, but they did have holes in their head from bullets.
Oh.
And that's just really odd. Yeah.
So while they were launching themselves under the tracks, they were accidentally shot, too.
That's right. You know, the
there's
suicide,
no reason to be
suicided.
Suspicious about any of this stuff, is there?
No!
No.
Just
no,
look the other way.
Yeah, too many things are very odd. And also, I wanted to bring up something else. You know, the Michael Brown, the big teddy bear. They call him the teddy bear. Yeah. You know that you know that Waters and Liz Pocahontas are stirring up trouble about that again, because Michael Brown's father wants to reopen the case because, you know, the family got, I think, $1.5 million. It was, you know, the thug lottery, the Rat Hood lottery they gave him. And he wants to reopen it, and the case was closed.
Look, all they have to do is say Obama sent 400, if I'm not mistaken, you could double check me on this, fact check me. Don't go to Snopes, though, because Snopes is bought and paid.
No, I don't believe Snopes is.
That they sent 400 federal agents into that situation in Ferguson, and they came up with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a by-the-book procedure with a big dude who was already on videotape beating up a little store owner guy.
I was going to tell you that.
This
yeah.
is Warren. Who's the other one that also said it?
Warren and Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, right. There's a brilliant former prosecutor.
Yeah. Yeah.
this is what they think about black people. Mm-hmm. This is their way of telling you that we think you can be manipulated, that you're too dumb to know better, that you can't see what our real intentions are here, and you better jump back on the Democratic plantation and start goose-stepping to my tune. Elizabeth Warren makes me ill. She they talk about cultural appropriation, faked her race on a state form, Native American, to get an advantage over others.
Yeah,
and she's running around with the white privilege and reparations and all this stuff. That's what her that's her case for the presidency, is to buy her way in thinking. I don't think any Democrat gives black people credit in the least. They talk down. They think that it's still 1955.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad.
But, you know, many blacks have gotten off the plantation.
Yes,
and
they
that's
have.
What irritates them so bad. And Candace Owens and a lot of the good people have
Candace Owens has
done something
phenomenal.
Yeah, she has.
And many of the people that live in Baltimore have said, thank you, Mr. President, for pulling the lid off this crying shame.
Yes. And that drives the Democrats crazy.
It does.
I do want to tell you something else. After Michael Brown, after that whole shooting, after that whole incident, somebody posted, I don't know if you saw it, and I wish I'd saved it. I should have sent it to a detective, but somebody posted online, Michael Brown, the big teddy bear, they called a teddy bear. He was a thug, and it was showing him beating up an elderly black man, very thin, wiry black man at an apartment.
Yeah, I saw
complex.
That too. Yeah,
and it was definitely Michael Brown.
No
and
doubt
he was
about
beating
it.
Him. Yes.
But if you went to Snopes, they tell you it was probably somebody else.
Yeah,
it's not
well,
sure,
I don't go to
mixed
Snopes
or whatever. But the thing with Snopes is when. Thanks for the call. When Snopes says it's true, it's false. When they say it's false, it's true. And when it's mixed, it's yes. But we can't bring ourselves to say it. Dirtbags. They really are. Hey, you know what today is?
Ha!
I love it when I get those little involuntary sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Today is vinyl record day.
Oh, very cool.
And we'll have a little celebration of that next hour. We should play some great vinyl, too, don't you think?
I've got a quick hit here from the Babylon Bee.
Oh,
a
my
very
favorite.
Libertarian satirical article.
Yes.
New legislation outlawing violent gun-wielding groups accidentally bans federal government.
Yeah, that's kind of it. That's kind of it. Babylon Bee, I've been posting a lot of their stuff. They're excellent. I also have their app on my phone.
Oh, wow, look at you.
To be extra cool. Well, we're already at 4 o'clock.
I don't know if you can get any cooler, though, Craig.
Are we having fun yet?
No.
Okay. We'll keep trying till 6. What are you doing tonight on your show?
I'm not sure. Probably doing about what we're doing now.
In other words, just hocking in China, Bubba Meising on one of the hottest days of the year, if not the hottest. Rich was with us earlier and mentioned that at his house, he had a heat index of 117. That's on the east side of Montgomery. 356, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company we're so proud to have as a sponsor. And I'm pretty sure they're members of my 10-year club. People that have been supporting free speech and talk radio that long, we're so grateful. At Gulf States Mobility, they work with many of their clients who have protected that precious right with their life and limb and have come back facing challenges after sustaining a wound in action. And Gulf States Mobility is there to help accelerate the process of choice restoration. There may be limits, but they like to think that there aren't. That's how they approach each situation. What's the maximum we can do? They don't see themselves as being confined. What can we do? Because the human spirit, which is what basically they have to deal with on a daily basis, wants to, that's when you find it. When things are bad or you've been dealt a tough hand, that's when you realize, I don't want to feel helpless. I want to do as much for myself as I can. And that's the spirit of the clients they work with, and that's the energy that propels that business to restore those choices in the lives that have gotten that terrible break. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. They now have available on the lot the VIM vehicles, voice command technology operated cars that have restored the driving choice to many who were told by a doctor, you'll never be able to drive again. Well, that has changed. That's progress. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. Please look them up on Facebook and like them at 358. Back to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 3 o'clock hour, and we have an issue on I-65 and I-85. It's right at the interchange. If you're coming off of I-65 onto 85 northbound, there is an accident right at the Court Street exit, and that is slowing things down there. We also see a big jam up of traffic at the Fairview exit at I-65 as well, so be careful in that vicinity. If you're on the boulevard, traffic's moving along pretty well. It is pretty crowded between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, so be careful there. And Taylor Road is pretty packed all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughn Road, so use some care as you pass through that area. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-383-3811.